So I was thinking about this. Remember who were we talking to? Santangelo. And I likened Green Bay to the Gonzaga of the NFL.
I like that. Yes, you did say that.
I think that's true here. Like, they can get to the big game. They just can't win it. But they're still, like, likable, lovable.
They get to the playoffs every year, just like the Zags.
And kind of like the WCC, they have the Detroit Lions, Chicago Bears.
Who's LMU? Who's Santa Clara?
WSP Podcast. New hats. Black and blue.
The hats are new. The sponsor is still the same. 88 Acres. Go get your seed bar.
Black and blue. That's what A-Rodge and Josh Allen look like after these games this past weekend.
Wow.
I would say
blue. Notice you're not wearing your Bills hat today, buddy.
No, buddy. Hold on. I got it. Blue more so than anyone was Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Do you get the impression he just doesn't like playing in NFC conference championship games?
What is he, 1-4 now or 1-5?
I think he's 1-3. I think he's 1-3.
We'll fact check that. I think he's 1-4.
He turned into Eeyore real quick. Like, I don't know what's coming up. I'm not like, we almost had it. We should have had it. You know.
They drafted a quarterback last year in round one. Rodgers could be gone. You saw what happened to Alex Smith. You saw Holmes come in. Who's to say Jordan Love isn't the next Patrick Mahomes?
Maybe there was a reason we used it. Maybe he knows something. Might have got a text from LaFleur like, hey, just want to let you know, might want to pack your locker. This is going to be your last game at Lambeau. Who knows? Where do you want to start? Green Bay, Tampa?
Let's go there.
I was thinking about this in my head, and this is probably one of those ideas that sounds better in my head and even worse on a podcast.
I can't wait to hear this one.
So, you know, I said Mike Tyson's punch out last week.
Yeah.
I think this was gambling.
Ooh. Like,
these four teams are walking into Vegas.
Okay.
You have like Andy Reid, McDermott, LaFleur, and then you have Arians.
Is that the Rat Pack similar to Sinatra? Davis?
You got those four guys in the car. One's got a busted out tooth. what movie is that?
Swingers.
No, not Swingers.
Mike Fear Tyson's in Las Vegas.
Mike Tyson's in it.
Oh, Hangover. Yeah, Hangover.
Yeah, it's like the Hangover. But the point I'm trying to make is it seemed like McDermott and LaFleur held their money close to their vest. They didn't know how to play blackjack. And they didn't make any big bets. And then you had Arians just throwing money around, getting lucky, hitting big. And then you had Andy Reid, who was basically the house, and you really can't beat the house. So that's my analogy. And then you had Kevin King, who sat down with $1,000 in his pocket and had to leave for the ATM after 10 minutes.
Wow.
Question for you.
Yeah.
Kevin King, on that same note, 99th ranked quarterback in the league coming into this game.
Okay.
There was no one ranked below him. In fact, there was only 121 cornerbacks ranked in the entire season. Brady took his lunch money, his new starter jacket, his Jordans all in one game, and then Fournette took his girlfriend when he plowed over for that touchdown. My question is, if anyone else is playing quarterback for the Green Bay Packers in that game, in the NFL today, do they win that game?
Before I answer that question, I want to let you know that this podcast is sponsored by Dave's Bread. In Green Bay, we like our corners burnt. And that's what happened in Green Bay. Their secondary corners got burnt. Evans, Goodwin, Scotty Miller, what, 4th and 3? You got to be in prevent defense. It's like a Hail Mary. Don't let them score. They did. I don't know. Brady's got a lot of offensive weapons. I don't know if the Packers win the game, but I think it's better if they have some different personnel in the secondary.
I mean, Jaire Alexander is one of the best in the league, top rated.
Yeah.
But you saw it's like towards the end of the half, you saw Arians like, wait, they're just going to give us a first down if we want to take it.
And yeah.
And then you saw you had one deep safety and man to man on the outside. He's like, this can't be happening. Brady probably looked at him like, yo, I know what play we're running. We got the 100th ranked quarterback out in single coverage, Scotty Miller. Let me go deep. Big bet. Boom. They win. He hit on 18 and came up with a 3. Blackjack, game over.
Game over.
That was the difference.
Well, let's talk about LaFleur kicking the field goal. That's like playing blackjack and you're like, no, I'm staying. You're like, wait, you're not hitting here? Why did they not go for it? You got Rodgers, the most efficient offense in the red zone. Don't give Brady the ball again because you're not going to get it back.
If I was Mason Crosby, I would have turned around and been like, no, I'm not going out in the field. No, dude. Rodgers, get out there.
He's like, hot route, red 8, red 7.
I'm like, Rodgers, go be the holder for this play. I'm going to act like you fumbled the snap and just roll out and hit a touchdown because there's no way we're winning this game if we kick the field goal.
No way.
Arians.
I thought I was looking at the score wrong, like my contacts were at end. I'm like, why are they kicking the field goal here?
LaFleur played like he was playing not to lose. Like it was his first time in the NFL playoffs or in the conference championship game. Arians played him, yeah. My opinion.
Except last year when my Niners drubbed them.
That's true. Green Bay. So I was thinking about this. Remember who were we talking to? Santangelo. And I liken Green Bay to the Gonzaga of the NFL.
I like that. Yes, you did say that.
I think that's true here. Like they can get to the big game. They just can't win it. But they're still like likable, lovable.
They get to the playoffs every year, just like the Zags.
And kind of like the WCC, they have the Detroit Lions, Chicago Bears.
Who's LMU? Who's Santa Clara?
Just the cakewalk in the regular season. Then they get to the freaking playoffs, number one seed, and they get exposed. Mm-hmm. But let me talk about my MVP. Yeah. The Nets, Patrick Willis.
Ooh, you talked about him last week. I know where you're going.
Luke Kuechly. Like, we need the next phase of middle linebacker that you just talk about having double-digit sacks. 15 tackles, 9 solo, fumble recovery from Aaron Jones, who vanished into one of those oversized jackets after he fumbled. Just, he gone. It's like the invisible cloak on Harry Potter. He's my MVP. That's Devin White. The guy's a beast. Absolute beast. He was everywhere. And then you had JPP and Shaq Barrett. By the way, you couldn't have better names. They should be a rap group, JPP and Shaq. Shaq B.
You called out the Bucs secondary weeks ago, and I'm like, the Saints are going to roll through them. I need to listen to you. And they're missing two of their safeties. What, Winfield was out? And the other guy hurt his shoulder like halfway through. They have a great secondary and front four.
Well, I'll give you the guy with the hyphenated name. I think it's Brian Murphy. He played.
Yes.
He played better than what he was graded for the year. But it doesn't – I mean, you look back at the teams that have won Super Bowls dating back to Strahan with the Giants. Like, you have rush ends that can get to the quarterback. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the recipe right there. And JPP and Shaq Barrett are playing up at a crazy level. And then, you know, so when you have that rush, it you know, your cornerbacks don't have to cover for as long. Safeties can kind of do what they want. Bucs deep playing at home next week. Anything else you want to say on the pack?
No. We can talk about your Bills and the Chiefs?
Yeah. Let me do a costume change. I was not one of the 10,000 that met the Bills players as they came back from their loss in Kansas City, but it tells you the type of fans that the Bills are.
Yeah.
Like, they'll probably still donate to, like, Mahomes' charity or all become State Farm customers. They're just that good of people.
Bills Mafia.
But back to the blackjack, Andy Reid was the house. Like, he has played in enough of these games, the house always wins. So hear me out. Harden gets to the table.
Okay.
Hardman fumbles. McDermott gets to the table. Hardman fumbles. Yeah. It's blackjack. So he's feeling good. He's up some money. 10 minutes later, 3 scores by Kansas City and you're down 12. Your stack's done. Game over. My question, have you seen a better trio than Mahomes? I was thinking about this. I racked my brain. I went back and like looked at Super Bowl teams. Trio than Mahomes, Hill, and Kelsey?
Yeah.
At the quarterback, wide receiver, and tight end?
Montana, Dwight Clark, Jerry Rice. Yeah, Niners. No, even I would say Hill, Kelsey, Mahomes are better than those three as much as I would hate to admit it. But I'm going to take you back to an NBA Jams playoff game or any
is
game.
Is it plural? Well, you always say NBA Jams. I think it's singular. It's NBA Jam.
It's Madden's. It's Jams. Everything's plural here.
Madden. 2020's coming out.
NBA Jam. Jam singular. The Chiefs are like playing against the Jazz. You're playing against Stockton Malone. You're up big. Game's over. You know what? Computer assistants. And the Chiefs always,
Computer Malone.
Always give away an open lead. They might as well just spot the other team 10, 21, because they're going to come back. They're going to figure it out. And with those three, they can light up the scoreboard all game long.
Exactly like the house in Vegas. You show up, you're like, yeah, I'm winning this time. Then you get a little cocky. Then you have some drinks and boom, you're out. You're out your entire bankroll. Kelce and Hill combined for 22 receptions, 290 yards, and two TDs.
Wow.
So I asked you the question. The only trio I could think of was maybe Brady, Edelman, and Gronk.
Yeah.
I don't think Edelman's as explosive as Hill.
No, he's not.
Hill's like auto turbo in Madden's.
Yeah, I like it. Plural.
It's like his turbo doesn't run out.
Well, when Peyton won it in Denver, he had Demaryius Thomas, but I don't think they had a great tight end.
No. I mean, again, it's crazy because you can't cover those guys. In the scheme that Bieniemy, if we'll wrap on the Bills in a bit, but the scheme that Bieniemy drew up, and those, it seems like they run the same play with a little shovel pass to Kelce, but you can't, it's like you can't guard it. You can't stop it. Computer Malone.
You have to protect from Tyreek Hill. And so your whole offense moves one way, and then they just do misdirection and go the other way.
And they did it with like Allaire, Williams had a TD, but it's those three. It's the power trio. It's the magic. It's the magic Jordan Bird on the dream team. Yeah. That's who you're up against. And if you're McDermott, I mean, you had to go into that. I would have ran the oop-de-oop, the Philly special, triple ends around. I would have done anything I could to like try to win that game with big plays that Kansas City just couldn't defend or just left Andy Reid scratching his head. But I don't think he's that type of guy. He would have tried to rant. You know, he went to the battle with the team he went with. And the thing that irks me a little bit, I don't think McDermott would have gone into any bar in Buffalo if he didn't go for it late in the game where Bass came out and kicked the field goal. Or any time when Bass kicked the field goal and been like, why didn't you kick the field goal, McDermott? They're probably screaming at him, why don't you go for it in fourth down? You know we can't keep up with the Chiefs. First time the Bills have been there in 20 years.
Yeah, but we're not going to go back 20 years. We're going to go back to 2018. Our intern can fact check this. Eagles, you got Wentz, Ertz, and Nelson Aguilar. Look at those three. Throw those up against the
Nelson
Chiefs.
Aguilar, Tyreek Hill. Come on.
Zach Ertz and Kelce. I got an argument there.
That's like saying Choice Stigs and Wagyu are the same thing. Come on.
No, definitely.
Both know they aren't. You're not getting a Choice Steak at Benjamin's in New York.
No. Oh, Benjamin's. That's great. They have that big, thick slice of bacon as the appetizer that they bring out. French fries.
Ooh. Benjamin's is phenomenal.
Yeah.
The only place I will eat cream spinach, I'll say that. Bills. Bills Mafia. Mm-hmm. Back to Mahomes. The analogy I'll give here is long-term, trying to beat Mahomes is like trying to beat LeBron in the NBA.
Ooh.
Like, you got to go get people. A lot of people. So, like, you got like the equivalent of the Warriors where they went and got Durant. You know, they have Green, Draymond. Like, you need a lot of good players.
Yeah.
And Diggs looked good in the regular season, but when your secondary wideout is Cole Beasley, Gabe Davis, or Smokey Brown, like, not that they're not good players. Davis is a rookie, but you need a different. You go get you an Allen Robinson
and then go or get Juju. You.
Or Juju, or both. Juju wouldn't fit in with the Bills Mafia. He's
Juju
more of a
wouldn't fit in, yeah.
No, yeah, he can take his TikTok to somewhere else, South Beach or something. But get you like Allen Robinson, Aaron Jones. Again, he might take off his invisible cloak and just show up in Buffalo, and then go like if I'm McDermott, go hire Bieniemy. If he doesn't get hired as AHC, But Bills will be back, I think. Experience wins out in the playoffs.
I hear that. Run it back, Chiefs. This is the matchup I wanted to see, though.
Do you want to tease the Super Bowl? What we got coming on? Hold on, real quick.
We both can tease it as you switch to it, Chiefs fan.
Oh no, I can do that just because Char's Kansas City, but I'll get back to the
big episode coming up. We got Colleen Wolf from the NFL Network. I know we said it last week, but this week it's going to happen, and it's going to be even better because we got a full week of football and Super Bowl that we're going to get into.
You know what else we're going to do? The greatest day for gamblers is Super Bowl. Yes. There's you can Gatorade color. What color shoes Mahomes is going to wear?
Coin toss.
Does Andy Reid go with a double mask and the face shield? Coin toss. How long the national anthem is?
The weekend?
The weekend. By the way, that Pepsi commercial. Really yeah. Good.
Yeah, I always start singing.
I do too. What's his first song? There's so many. So I think we get Kendrick, the ultimate gambler. The guy who can help us out probably. Okay. Helps you out make some bets. We bring him on midweek so that we can start making our own prop bets.
Let's get him on.
Tell him we need
to borrow some money too before he comes on so we can make some bets.
Yo, can we get a marker?
Yeah.
Don't ask to see our books.
Yeah. We may or may not pay you back, but
we'll pay you back in granola, seed bars, and some all natural dressing.
And some WST authentic new era hats, snapbacks.
All right. WST podcast. You can find us wherever you're getting your podcasts. Kaywin, I don't want to make you waste your breath, but wherever you're getting your podcast, rate and review us 5 stars. Give us some feedback. Instagram, WST_podcast. I'm still doing my media cleansing. I haven't kept up with our videos, but I imagine they're great. Brick actually reached out and said he wants to jump back on and make his Super Bowl pick. Maybe we bring him in.
Absolutely.
Send us an email, WSTpodcastshow@gmail.com. Big Ben and Kaywin were sponsored by who?
88 Acres.
And?
Lost Run Pro.
And?
No Filter Network.
And
Burger King, where we like our corners burnt in Green Bay.
Oh.